Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. So you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 25th of September 2009 and the time is 6:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Avril Green, I'm 66 and I'm from Cannockwood in Staffordshire.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Sparkling for this time of the morning, really.
Can I ask, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I think Age Concern sent an email out and I responded to that, but I'd already heard about it because I'm an avid listener of The Archers. That's where I first heard about it. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then when I saw the email again, I thought, go for it. So I did. It's something new, something different. And they encourage older people to do something new.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the fourth plinth, how did you then decide how to spend your hour?
I knew straight away what I would do because I actively support some charities and I thought this is a wonderful opportunity to give some space, some viewing to the various charities. So that's what I wanted to do.
And which charities have you decided to give that space to?
The lifeboats. I don't help them much, but I do occasionally do collections for them. The Alzheimer's Society. I was very involved with them at one time, being a carer for 5 years. And now I just do the occasional collections when they ask me. CRUS, which is CRUS Bereavement Care. I'm very involved with CRUS and I spend at least a part of every day doing something in my various roles for Lichfield Cannockan District's branch of CRUS, which is very close to my heart. And Age Concern, which I work in the burnt wood shop on a Friday mornings. And I absolutely love that. So that's it, that's my four.
And how are you feeling about standing on the fourth plinth personally now that you're actually here?
Well, I am rather nervous because I don't like heights very much. But I can overcome this. I've got to be above it. So I'm trying to conquer my fear of heights. And I just won't look over it. Or I'll try not to. You tend to get drawn to things that you don't like, really, don't you? I'm going to resist looking.
And how do you think you'll spend the hour?
Well, I shall try and relax. As I've got a microphone, I would like to talk a little bit about the charities that I support. I've got a little seat to sit on and I bought a book as well.
What's the book you brought?
It's Joyce Grenfell's Letters to Catherine Moore, covering a 22-year period. And I thought that would be quite interesting because as it's written letter by letter, you can put it down and pick it up without losing a track of a story.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have, do you think, by taking part in One Another?
I'm not really sure what to expect. Just a new experience, widen a view. I'm more of a supporter rather than a leader. So being in the spotlight isn't something I normally enjoy, but it's a one-off and why not?
Can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
I'm a married lady. I live with my husband, 45 years actually. We've been married 45 years tomorrow. I'm looking forward to a special holiday, which we're off to on Tuesday. I have two children, a son and a daughter, and five grandchildren, ranging from 21 to 14.
What's the special holiday you're looking forward to?
We're going to Sri Lanka for a fortnight. So that's something new for me. I like to travel, I enjoy it.
Where else have you been that you've liked?
Well, China was an experience. We went there a few years ago. I liked that very much. Iceland was absolutely fantastic. We went to one of the Greek islands recently, well, last year, and that was nice. Went to Scotland and I absolutely adore that because of Scottish roots. I'm very interested in family history, so I'd like to do a bit more travelling and researching there. Wherever I've been, I've enjoyed it. It's been an experience. I don't tend to go back anywhere because there's so many new places to go to.
What have you learned about your family history?
Well, we originally come from the Aberdeen area of Scotland, and we were Masons later on, so for work we had to travel around. So from Scotland, various places, we went to Jersey and Alderney, and really we've travelled all over the world from there. There's a branch in Australia and South Africa. We're a bit like gypsies.
And where were you born?
I was born in Birmingham, and I lived there for the first 20 years of my life. Then I went to Staffordshire, and we've lived there in the same house for well over 40 years. In a little village, high up on Cannock Chase, Cannock Wood.
And what are your passions in life?
Well, my main interests are the family history and cruise bereavement care, because I do work at that every day. I with others, serve on committees, so I'm always helping the team, whichever team I'm with at that moment, setting up something and trying to raise funds. I'm also involved with supporting the village hall, Cannock Wood and Gentleshaw Village Hall, where I am a fundraiser as well. So that takes a bit of time. Not too much time, but I enjoy doing that. It's very hard for village halls to get support, and small villages to keep going, keep their village halls going. So they need support there. Ours is used every day, in the mornings, in the afternoons, and again in the evenings. And then at weekends we hire it out when we can, which does bring some income. Otherwise we've got to raise funds to do running repairs. Our hall is over 40 years old and needs a lot of maintenance. We've just done roof repairs, and now we're raising funds for security. Unfortunately, little village halls are vulnerable and need extra security in place, so that's my project at the moment.
How long have you been volunteering for these charities and organisations?
Well, I didn't realise till I've had to think about this the other day, but the first time I did anything, I was about 12 years old, and the school was helping the Hungarians. There was a Hungarian uprising, we called it the Hungarian uprising, I don't really know too much about it, but we were trying to raise funds, we were collecting, and I thought, I'll go knocking on doors. I think my mother must have been horrified, and I didn't tell her till after I'd done it, just saying I'm raising funds for the Hungarian appeal. And I remember the whole score we raised, £1,760, and I've always remembered that because that was how many yards there was in a mile, and we were so proud. So that was it. I started when I was 12.
And why are these particular charities?
Well, I took a job. Look, somebody invited me to go and look after someone with Alzheimer's, just to give their normal care a relief. You had to go and live in, because this lady was between the start and the middle. And so I said, well, I'd go for 3 months, but I stayed 5 years. And I looked after this poor soul as she deteriorated, and the end of memory went so badly she couldn't swallow anymore. And then she went to professional carers for the last few months of her life. The Alzheimer's Society were very kind and very helpful to people like me, who were learning as they went along. So there was lots of leaflets, and you could always ring someone, and I joined a local Alzheimer's in Lichfield and went to their meetings. And then I was with like-minded people, supporting one another. And although poor Josephine died 2 years ago now, I do like to help and go and collect money.
How do you think that affected you, that experience of being a carer?
You've no idea how hard it is till you've done the job. People really don't know. And people can be very unkind when they see somebody with Alzheimer's, they don't understand just how hard it is for them, feeling confused and not knowing what's happening. But for carers, trying to give them a quality of life is quite stressful. So yeah, I can't say I enjoyed that. It was an experience. And I felt quite good that I was giving this poor lady a quality of life, and I did the best I could, which may not have been the best, but I did the best I could. With Carews, I saw an advert in the local library just saying that they wanted people to go and train. And I picked up this leaflet, my husband was with me, and he said, oh, you don't want to get involved with that. Well, any husband saying to his wife, you don't want to get involved with that, straight away I thought, oh, I do. So I thought, I'm going to read this more intently. And there was a training course. So I rang up, found out about it, and I went on the training course and became a bereavement volunteer. And for the last few years, I haven't actually been visiting clients. I've been on the admin end, raising funds as part of a team and arranging training sessions, again, as part of a team, and with others, running the organisation.
And how do you enjoy that?
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling, because people come to us desperate. They're desperate when they come to Carews. There's nowhere else to go. Unfortunately, they do have to wait a long time to be seen, because we never have enough volunteers. And once you have a supporter to visit you, they stay with you as long as you need, which can be just one visit, which isn't very often, to 20 or almost, in fact, I think even one over 30 visits, which can take over 2 years. And most volunteers take one client, some take two, and we've got one that's had actually seven. They were all children, needed help. We've only got two trained children's volunteers, so, and they never wait. We see them straight away. So that's stressful. We're hoping to train two more this year. We've got funds for it. We've been given it by Lichfield, which we're very grateful, Staffordshire County Council. People will help us, but it's hard. You've got to ask them. Every 20 people we ask, one will help us. Sometimes it's just a simple letter to a parish council, will you give us some support, and they'll send us some money, just a few pounds or £100 even. We need £20,000 to run each year and to train new volunteers, so it's hard going. But there's no automatic funding, you've got to raise it all yourselves, and we do. There's four of us raising money, or trying to raise money. But we get the money in the end, we always get it. We just keep going till we do. We've never had to stop visiting people because we've run out of money. Not yet. And we've been going for 30 years in Lichfield. The organisation has been running for 50 years. 50 years this year, Lichfield 30 years next year. And I've been doing it for 12 years.
And have you seen it grow over that time?
Yes, we've grown a lot. When I first went to Carews in Lichfield, we were Lichfield Carews, only Lichfield. Since then we've gone into Cannock, now we do all the surrounding villages. There's lots of villages in South Staffordshire in our area. And it's all trebled really. And we do need perhaps 10 more volunteers. Because people train and then think, this isn't really for me. But you don't know until you've trained and you've had a go. Then you get tired, you burn out, decide to try something else. So people perhaps stay 2 or 3 years and then move on. So we need to keep training every year. We did a training course last year, we're doing one at the moment, and we're hoping next year to do another one.
And what does it give to you, do you think, your volunteering that you do?
Giving something back. Yeah, giving something back. We all need help sometime, don't we? That's what it is, giving something back.
What experiences have shaped you, do you think, into the person you are today?
That's a difficult question. I think the people we meet rub off on us, so that we become a little tiny bit of everyone we meet, don't we? Normal life experiences. used to go out to work when I was younger. That widens your horizons. I lived in Birmingham for my first 20 years, so living in a city is a completely different life from living in a little country village like I do now. They're both different. I don't think life is better in one place or the other. It's just different. And I've got a good supporting network of friends and colleagues. I'm a happy person. Have a nice life.
What sparked your move away from Birmingham?
Houses were very expensive in the city, and we couldn't really afford a family house. We, like many other people, when I got married 45 years ago, if you didn't live with your parents or his parents, you lived in rooms, and that's what we did for a little while we were saving money for the house. But the house we came across was so nice, we thought, move out. So we did. And we're still in the same house.
How do you describe yourself?
I can be wearing. That's how I would describe myself, because I'm like a Pekingese on your trousers. I just don't let go once I've got a bee in my bonnet. But there again, I can completely change my mind about something, given more information, and thinking, oh dear, I've got that completely wrong, go in a different direction. I won't bang my head against the wall, I'll just keep moving on. So that's what I do. And I've got a very patient husband, he's very supportive.
What do your friends and family think about you taking part in one another?
They think, oh, it's another harebrained scheme she's got herself into. We'll just see if she goes through with it, but I will, yes.
And what do you think about it?
A new experience. I've got this fear of being up high, but I'm sure I can overcome it. And I've watched the other people today. They're all right. They don't look battered when they come down. It's a nice dry morning. It's encouraging. If it was wet and rainy, I'd have something to moan about. I can't find any faults as yet.
Who are you doing this for?
Perhaps I'm doing it for me. But it's an opportunity to air the face of the charities, which they need airing. People need reminding that charities are out there and need support. If you can't spend your time, then just give your money to these people. They'll do the job if you give them the money.
What do you think about the One Another project?
Well, it's really interesting because there's so many different people. I've been looking on the website, and there's some really interesting people, aren't they, worthwhile, doing really nice things, and it's so different from anything else. An inspiration, I think, perhaps, to give 2,400 people a chance to go out there and be seen. It's a one-off.
What's important to you in your life at the moment?
What's important? That's a very difficult question. I don't know what to say. Quality of life is important. Do what you can today. You don't know what's the future holds for you. So that's it. Get as much as you can out of today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.